Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's determined to carry out his planned ground offensive in Rafah with or without U.S. support. His comments followed a meeting with the Secretary of State, who was on a regional tour to shore up support for a ceasefire. The UN Security Council is due to vote in the coming days on another draft resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. The text is reportedly more strongly worded than the one that failed to pass on Friday. Russia and China chose to veto the US draft, saying it failed to put enough pressure on Israel. The latest US budget approved by the Senate early on Saturday includes a year-long ban on funding for the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA. Israel says 12 of its employees took part in the October the 7th attacks. The US is the agency's biggest donor. Multiple Ukrainian drone strikes have hit Russia's bordering region of Belgorod, killing 2 people and injuring at least 7. Residential buildings have been damaged in the attack. A separate drone attack in the Samara region caused a fire at a key oil refinery. No casualties have been reported. These attacks come just a day after Russia launched a massive air assault on Ukrainian energy infrastructure. China's Coast Guard has fired water cannon at a Philippine supply vessel in the South China Sea. The Philippine military says the vessel was damaged, but no casualties have been reported. The incident happened near the Second Thomas Shoal. It's a disputed reef controlled by Manila, but also claimed by China, Taiwan and Vietnam. A series of incidents has taken place between Chinese and Philippine vessels in recent months. In Senegal, presidential hopefuls have held their final rallies before elections on Sunday. Opposition candidate Bassirou Faye was in the city of Mbour, and he kicked off his election campaign last week after being released from prison. Senegal was plunged into crisis after President Macky Sall postponed the presidential election in February. The Constitutional Council then rescheduled the vote. Venezuela's opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has named an alternate candidate to run in the country's upcoming presidential elections. The country's attorney general has barred her from holding public office for 15 years. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro received international condemnation for an alleged pressure campaign against the opposition candidate. Machado has named 80-year-old historian and professor Corina Lloras to be her replacement.
Coming up on The Take, Senegal is set to vote in a presidential election on Sunday that many thought might not happen. That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.